ओम शांति। वी आर प्योर सोल्स एंड अवर फादर इज द ओशन ऑफ प्योरिटी। प्योरिटी इज आवर मेन सब्जेक्ट एंड दिस इज द बिगेस्ट पावर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। वी नो शिव बाबा हैज कम डाउन टू प्योरिफाई दिस एंटायर वर्ल्ड इंक्लूडिंग नेचर। आवर प्योर वाइब्रेशंस प्ले वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट रोल टू प्योरिफाई दिस एटमोस्फेयर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड एंटायर नेचर। आई रिमेंबर बाबाज वर्ड्स, परफेक्टली प्योर सोल्स विल बिकम लाइक फुल मून इन दिस वर्ल्ड। दे विल अट्रैक्ट ऑल ह्यूमन सोल्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। दे विल पुल देम टूवर्ड्स बाबा। सो ओनली जस्ट टू बिकम प्योर इज द बेस्ट कोऑपरेशन इज गो इन गॉड्स डिवाइन टास्क। एंड ओनली बाबा हैज गॉट दैट पावर दैट ही कैन प्योरिफाई अस। सो फार celibacy was a problem, a complicated subject, and many people, monks, sannyasis, find it very hard to become pure. They told that celibacy is a big tapasya, very hard exercise. But Baba has made it an enjoyment of life. So we have to think today how to increase the power of purity in our life, how to enjoy life purity. Not a tapasya, but an enjoyment of our life. I will keep few points in front of you, and just by doing the practice of those few points, we can enjoy our purity. I remember just 1 month before, it came in Baba's Murli, I think in blessing or slogan, blessing, purity is the best publicity. This was the word. Purity is the best publicity. In one of Avyakt Murli, Baba mentioned, you use the power of your body, power of mind, power of time and power of money to do any service, to make any program successful. But these all things can be done just only with the power of purity. If you are pure, if the vibrations of a place are very pure, so the souls of deity religion will feel pulled towards that vibrations and will come to Baba. I remembered one thing, one research made by scientist. You would be very happy to know it. Scientists were given a theme that what is the reason when earthquakes takes place, when any tsunami or any flood takes place, holy places like church, temples, mosque, or any other holy place is always safe. What is the reason? This was the theme given by the scientist. And the conclusion of their research was, listen it, it's a beautiful point for our enjoyment, for our confidence. They told, they mentioned, when the waves of destruction come to a holy place from outside, waves of destruction are coming. So the pure vibrations of that holy place resist them, repulse them, destroy them, send them back. Therefore, that holy place, temple or church, is safe. When I heard it, so one wonderful, beautiful point came up in my mind. At the time of destruction, the place where holy souls will reside, where pure souls will live, their vibrations will protect many human beings around them. So it's a wonder in this drama that at different places, Baba put 1, 2, 4, 5 pure souls everywhere in the world. And their existence at that place will become a blessing for the human beings of that area, of that country, of that city. So our purity is so significant, so important. It's very important to know the significance of our purity. If we are pure, our pure vibrations spread out in the world. They purify trees, they purify air, they purify fire, they purify all elements of the world. In our group, we make an entertaining program to give sakas to the world. You would enjoy this practice. I am an angel of purity. I want to give you at least a 5-point program for increasing the power of purity in our life. So this is one good point. I am an angel of purity. I am in the sky. Baba's pure vibrations are coming down to me. First feel it, enjoy it. And then, air is coming, touch me, become pure, flows. So our pure vibrations purify the air, and air goes everywhere in the world. So this way, pure vibrations go to the world. One another very entertaining practice, some of our brothers did it, when sun was rising, they gave drashti to the sun, gave pure vibrations to the sun, and asked sun, O sun, you will go around the world, spread these pure vibrations everywhere, do this Baba job. These are the entertaining practices, and through such practices, our purity becomes very strong. I am also remembering now, many years before, when many brothers and sisters started to come in Madhuvan Day or in Pandavavan. So one very good thought came up in my mind, that whosoever comes in front of me, I have to give pure vibrations to him or her. Just practice of giving pure vibrations help us to improve our purity. So every day we can do such practice for 5 minutes, give pure vibrations to the nature. For 5 minutes, give pure vibrations to human beings. For 5 minutes, spread pure vibrations to purify atmosphere of the world. This way, these 15 minutes will become a blessing for our own life. And this way, we can render beautiful service to this world. One very subtle thing, nowadays I am thinking, I am working on this, we have to become soul conscious. For that, first practice Baba teaches us, your soul separate from this body. You have to practice bodilessness. But one another practice we have to add with this, because soul consciousness is a big subject. We all have listened in Baba's Murli that by doing practice of yoga day by day, at the end you will become soul conscious. So practice is bodilessness and result is soul consciousness. So we can work this way. I am a soul. I have got 7 qualities in me. I am the embodiment of all 7 qualities. Talk to yourself. I am loveful. First is embodiment of knowledge. We listen knowledge every day. We practice to bring it into our life. I am loveful. Love is my nature. Accept it. Love is my nature. Give this thought to yourself again and again. Love is my nature. I need not to accept love from others, but I am the bestower of love. Because God's love I have experienced. God's love is here with me. I can give godly love to one and all. So, love is my nature. Hate is not my nature. Revengeful nature is not my nature. I can forgive everyone because I am great. Talk to yourself this way. Peace. I am peaceful. It's not just we are repeating it every day for years and years. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. And peace is not entering our life. Accept it. Oh, peace is my nature. Anger is not my nature. Peace is my nature. Peace is a big power with me. Nothing can disturb my peace, as peace is my original nature. Accept it. Likewise, purity is my original nature. I am supremely pure soul. Feel it. Accept it. What will happen? Just take one example. Suppose, here is a child of lion, tiger. So, in the baby of a tiger, say a small baby of 5-6 months only, there is a baby of tiger. We can see all sanskaras of big tiger in that small baby. Right? Everything. His walking, his looking, his mouth, his just roaring, everything will be like tigers. Similarly, we are the children of God. All sanskaras of God are here within me. I am the true child of God. If He is your son of peace, I am also the embodiment of peace. Just accept it. Remind yourself, I am the child of God, one who is the ocean of purity. So purity is my nature. Purity is my enjoyment. So what will happen? All these sanskaras will awaken. And everything will become easy. So every day, in the morning hour, we have to give pure vibrations from the soul to the body. This is also what we need every day, because there are impure hormones in our body too. Impure hormones, you can use any word, just as virus, germs or insects. They are also in our brain. We have to kill them. We have to destroy them. So every day, in the morning hour, fix up your 5 minutes only to give pure vibrations from here to the brain, to entire body. And we will sit now in yoga. We will begin this way. I am supremely pure soul. Visualize yourself here. I am supremely pure. And feel that white vibrations of purity, white rays, are going to my brain. Brain has become full of white light. White vibrations. And then they are spreading in whole body. They are making all sense organs calm and cool and pure. Every day, give 5 minutes to it. It will become a great thing for self. Thus pure energy will go to our brain, will go to our entire body, and will become very helpful for our whole life. Another beautiful practice. We must charge water every day. We have to drink water. Doctors are asking us to drink plenty of water. At least 5 times we must do this way. Take water in the glass. Give drashti to it. Remember 7 times. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. And feel that from me, soul, white rays are going to the water. And thus, this water of glass, it charged, it became absolutely pure. Drink it as a nectar, as a medicine. It can heal our body. It can purify our sense organs. It can do wonders in the world. I have got many experiments. So this way, every day, charged water should be drunk by everyone at least 5 times a day. When we practice yoga, next thing, we must give at least 30 minutes every day for good yoga practice. And for good yoga practice, I would suggest you one thing. I am giving an example. And you can learn how to enjoy 30 minutes yoga, 15 minutes yoga. So method is just one method. I am an angel of purity. Give this thought to yourself. and then visualize from my each part of the body, from soul, from each part of the body, white rays of purity are spreading out. Visualize it. I am an angel of purity. Just for 10 seconds, then visualize Shiva Baba in soul world, ocean of purity. Visualize him for 30 seconds, ocean of purity. Just as his pure vibrations are spreading in entire Brahmaloka, then his pure vibrations are coming down to me for 30 seconds. Enjoy this pure fountain. Pure vibrations are entering me. I am sitting under this pure fountain. 1 minute. Then again you can repeat same thought. I am an angel of purity. Baba is ocean of purity. His rays of purity are coming down to me. So in 10 minutes, you can repeat this thought 10 times. Enjoy it. Then in 10 minutes, 5 times, you can enjoy. Then in 10 minutes, 2 times only, mind will remain stable. So this is one practice. So I was saying, we must give at least 30 minutes yoga time for every day in order to enjoy, to improve the stage of purity. Second method in this, I am supremely pure soul, I am here. Feel, I am separate from this body. This is my cave, my house, my room, I am sitting inside. Supremely pure soul. I go up in soul world and just go there and sit with Baba. Sit in his pure vibrations and feel that his pure vibrations are entering me. I am becoming pure like Baba. So these two practices of yoga will help us to improve our purity. I have mentioned you one thing, to give pure vibrations to the soul, to spread pure vibrations for the nature. One another most important thing for ourselves, because we live in this Kali Yugi world, we live in this dirty world, impure world. We can say world has become the ocean of impurity. So around us, everywhere, there are impure vibrations, and we are one single soul pure here. You can say around us there is deep darkness and we are light shining inside in this darkness. So in order to protect ourselves, this is most important, that we must protect ourselves from the impure vibrations of this world, and then we have to give pure vibrations to all souls. So in order to protect ourselves, the best method is only one method. I am Master Almighty. We all, every day, have to create powerful aura around us. Create a powerful aura around us. Feel, I am in a circle of might. It is a beautiful, most powerful aura around me. And method is, I am Master Almighty. Visualize yourself that from me, red rays, color you can give, red to the might, red rays are spreading and they are making powerful aura around me, and inside this aura I am perfectly safe. Any maya, any vicious thing, any devilish thing cannot enter this aura. So every day, make such plan that I have to create such powerful aura around me. It will protect us in future. It will protect us from maya. It will protect us from devilish human beings. And many times we will experience it will protect us from the attack of natural calamities. It will become such a big power. Lastly, it's a big subject. We can talk about this subject for hours and hours. But now, half an hour I was given. Last thing, and most beautiful practice for all Brahmins, for all human beings of this world, we must know every morning, first 10 minutes when we wake up, first 10 minutes are most beautiful minutes for us. That's a diamond period for every person in this world, because at that time, our subconscious mind is fully active. These 10 minutes are such minutes when subconscious mind is active, conscious mind is also becoming active. So we Brahmins must experience that Bap Dada put his hand on our head and gave a blessing. O child, you are supremely pure soul. You are Master Almighty. You are the purifier. You are the bestower of pure vibrations. You are very great. You are most fortunate. Every morning, in 10 minutes, charge yourself. If you are alone in your room, you can speak out from your mouth, I am most fortunate person in the world. I am the richest in the world. I am supremely pure soul. I am Master Almighty. I am a successful person. Success is my birthright. I will purify this world. I will remove the sorrow of all human beings. I will give happiness to the world. Create such thoughts. And these thoughts will charge you. So this way, you can make your 5-point program, simple program, simple and practical program, and enjoy purity. Om Shanti.